The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we have a question for you, because according to a new survey out today, one in five people in Ireland would run out of money within a month if their income stopped overnight. So just think about that for a minute. How would you be able to survive if your income stopped for a month? Because people in their 30s and 40s, we hear, are most exposed. A quarter of them could only last 1 month without their wages. So Henry McKean has been looking at this for us, and he is here. Hello, Henry.
Good morning, Claire. And you're right. People are broke. They are struggling. And this new research from Royal London Ireland, they specialise in life insurance and pensions. They say just under 6 months is the average length of time people believe they'd be financially stable following a halt to their income. And men report a stronger financial buffer than women. I'm not sure why that is. I think it's because men don't realise how expensive groceries cost. 20% say they could only last less than 1 month if their regular income stopped tomorrow. And 25% say they'd manage for 3 months at most. I met these people of all ages and backgrounds, and I asked them, if their income stopped tomorrow, how long could they last on their savings?
If I lost my job tomorrow, I tell you now, it'd be very hard. You just have to survive it and struggle through life day by day, and just pray to God that a bonus has come to me or something. Pray for a miracle.
So pray for a miracle. And as somebody said to me the other day, as long as you have breakfast in the morning, you'll be okay.
Well, don't you have breakfast? But you need food. You always need food. And you need food underneath the table. You always need food. You're doing this. Don't you know, to keep everybody happy, keep everybody fed.
This is a personal question.
Right.
How much money do you have, you know, under the mattress or in your bank account right now?
Well, I've about €8 in the credit union, that's the truth.
You're 40. If you lost your job tomorrow, how long could you go for? How long could you pay for bills, pay for your accommodation, pay for all your expenses?
Not long at all, a couple of months, I'd say.
If you had no income, how long could you survive?
2 weeks at the most. You know, you need an income to pay groceries for different stuff in life, you know.
Do you have any buffer?
Medication.
Do you have any savings?
None at all, no. I don't have any savings at all. I lost my sight a couple of years ago and lost my job and had to use my savings, you know.
And can I ask you how you lost your sight?
2013, I had an operation in the eye, and the operation didn't go well, and the infection then went into the other eye, and I lost my sight that way. I have a little bit of sight, but not much. I've only about 5 or 10% in one eye and totally blind in the other eye.
So do you see a shadow of me?
Yeah, I wouldn't see our face. I'd see like a shadow, yeah.
A silhouette.
Yeah, yeah.
So that man who lost his sight there and lost his job, spent all of his savings. The other people that you met, like, are some of us more comfortable? Is the survey telling us that we could get by for a little bit longer?
And absolutely. There are people out there that are comfortable. Not everyone is struggling. And some people do have that nest egg or that emergency fund. I met these people, a civil servant and a pensioner, who have more of a cushion.
I'm reasonably good, yeah.
Blue chip or gold plated?
Well, I wouldn't say blue chip or gold plated, but definitely I'd be protected for a while. But I guess the state pension won't stop.
So the state pension will continue,
and
you
have
your
another
private pension.
Yeah.
And you've enough.
I've enough.
So you just
I cut
keep
my
on
claws,
going.
I'd be go on the beans and toast if anything changed.
And do we all need to do that, go on beans on toast, because prices are so high and even people who are working are struggling to even get by?
I think the prices have definitely gone up, but I suppose there are ways of eating cheaply. However, electricity and all that has gone up quite a lot, so that really has an impact. And if you have young families, it's horrendous.
You're a civil servant. How long could you go without an income? How many months could you last?
Not even 6 months. Like, you know, you'd have to be dipping into your savings, and that's kind of
it. So you could do 6 months. That's something. That's
okay, maybe.
So you'd be able to
with
pay
family
the bills.
Help.
With family help.
Maybe, yeah.
Would you be able to pay the mortgage? Would you be able to pay for?
I don't have a mortgage. I'm paying rent, but like
rent would take
up the most of it. Yeah, just about. But I'd be moving out of where I would be. You'd have to move back in with somebody else, like home. Yeah.
Do you have savings?
Not much, yeah.
But something?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
6 months survival anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
Gives you the fear though, doesn't it, when you think about it? And what is the best advice? You know, if you don't have an emergency fund and if you lose your job, what should you do?
Well, this is it. I mean, don't eat out in expensive restaurants. That's my advice. I know. When I run out of money, I end up spending more money than I even have, or I use my credit card. So how do you, you know, deal with this? We try to take some advice from the best in the business. Here is Owen McGee, a financial planner, broadcaster, and author. He helps people get the most out of their money.
One in five people wouldn't make it to the end of their month financially if their income stopped. The key to fixing this is a buffer. Now, what is a buffer? A buffer, let me tell you what it's not. A buffer is not an emergency fund or a rainy day fund. To me, that's negative. That conjures up negative thoughts. A buffer is a financial security blanket. And the difference between a buffer and an emergency fund is you can reach for a buffer when life good happens or life bad happens. Maybe the boiler goes, buffer. Maybe you want to go away for the weekend at the last minute, buffer. The key to a buffer is people who don't have a buffer reach for the credit card when life happens. So what you have to do when you dip into it, you have to pay the buffer back as soon as you can, the same way you would have paid the credit card back. But instead, you're paying yourself back. How much should you have in your buffer? If you've got a maybe two income household, it's really steady income, probably 3 months take home pay will be enough. But if you've got a one income household and that income is quite erratic, maybe you're a freelancer, you work on projects and you get paid a lump sum and then nothing for months until the next project finishes and you get another lump sum, then you should have 6 months take home pay in your buffer. And people go, 3 months, 6 months? Sure, I'll never get to that. You will eventually. But there's good news. There's a piece of research out there that from the US that suggests that just having $500, let's turn that into euros for us, just having 500 euros in your buffer is enough to dramatically turn down financial anxiety. Having 500 euro in a buffer is enough to help you turn over and go back to sleep when you wake up at 2 a.m. worrying about money. A buffer is the key. It's the cornerstone. It's the foundations of being good with money. But not only that, it's also the key to turning down the volume on financial anxiety. Get the buffer in place and you'll have the short-term problem sorted out. Beyond that, then you have to start thinking about what if something major happens? What if I'm out of work, long-term sick? That's where the things like insurances come in. Get some advice on that one.
Owen McGee there and his buffer advice. Thank you very much, Henry, on that report on how you'd cope if your income stopped tomorrow. If you've had a think about it and you've wondered how you'd get through a month or more, do let us know. 087 1400 106.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.